Welcome to another edition of the Volunteer State. I'm Blake Topmeyer with the Knoxville News Sentinel. Joined today by a special guest, our intrepid business reporter, Brenna McDermott. And Brenna recently received an exclusive interview with Peyton Manning and got to check out Peyton's new watering hole at the Graduate Hotel in Knoxville. Peyton's bar is called Saloon 16. And Brenna was one of the few people that got to see the bar before it opened, and one of the few people to chat with Peyton about his bar. And so we wanted to have her on today and discuss about what Vols fans can expect when they visit Saloon 16. So Brenna, just kind of give us an overview of the Saloon and also the Graduate Hotel.
Sure. So the Graduate Hotel has about 24 locations across the country. Most of them are based in college towns. They're very nostalgic. Each one is specially designed to fit the theme of whatever college or community life is like in that place. And typically each hotel has a muse, someone who went to the college in the town. For instance, the Graduate Chapel Hill, which just opened, its muse is Michael Jordan. And so Peyton Manning is the muse for the Graduate Hotel. And he also partnered on the Saloon 16 inside the Graduate. So in the hotel itself, you'll find all kinds of Vols memorabilia. The front desk is fashioned as a boat from the Vol Navy. There are blown-up Sports Illustrated covers of Peyton, Pat Summitt. In the bedrooms, you'll find touches of Vols fandom. The wallpaper in each bathroom is custom-made. It depicts Smokey running around. He's got a SunSphere toy in his mouth. There's a photo of Peyton and Philip Fulmer in each guest room, which I wrote about pretty extensively because it's very quirky and memorable and just 90s-esque. And lots of touches to the Smoky Mountains and the Tennessee flower and the Tennessee state bird. So it's really meant to give you a real sense of life in Tennessee and specifically Knoxville. And in the Saloon, I would go a step further and say, you know, it's an ode to not only Vols football, but Peyton Manning himself. Peyton is an investor in the Graduate Hotel's brand. He has known the Graduate Hotel's CEO, Ben Weprin, for years. Ben and Eli Manning are great friends. Ben actually caddied for Peyton a few years back when he played a round with Tiger Woods. So there's a strong connection there. And when Peyton and Ben were talking about the Saloon idea, they knew they wanted to do some kind of what they called a high-end watering hole. But Ben sort of talked Peyton into going a little bit deeper and giving Vols fans kind of an exclusive look at Peyton's years at UT and just life in Knoxville during that time. So you're going to see a ton of never-before-seen photos, letters, and memorabilia hanging on the walls of Saloon 16. And that all came from the Manning Family Archives.
Yeah, I want to get into that a little bit more in a minute, but you mentioned the photo of Peyton and Philip Fulmer. This was, as I understand it, right, this was a photo from Peyton's playing days, and it appears in every room in the Graduate Hotel, and it's Peyton and Fulmer riding up Rocky Top Mountain in East Tennessee on horses, right? I mean, it tells how that all kind of came to be.
Peyton thinks the photo was taken in 1997. It was meant to be used as a commemorative poster that was going to be sold as a fundraiser for Friends of the Smokies. So for the photo shoot, they had Fulmer and Manning go up Rocky Top, and they went up on horseback. And Peyton told me that it took like 4 or 5 hours for them to get to the top on horseback. And, you know, it was beautiful, but it kind of took a long time. They're kind of busy people. So they get to the top and they take a few photos. In the photo hanging in the guest rooms, they are wearing these classic 1990s blue jeans. They have cowboy hats on. Fulmer has this fantastic vest on. And then they finish the photo shoot. And he told me that they then got back on their horses and descended Rocky Top. And the descent only took about 45 minutes. And Peyton remembers asking the guide that took them up there, hey, why did it take so long for us to scale the mountain? And the guide said, oh, well, I just thought you would want to, you know, really enjoy the time and meander up. And so they kind of had a good laugh after that. But, you know, it's just, it's such a quirky photo. And it's one of those photos, you look at it and you know exactly what era it was taken in because of the fashion and the cowboy hats and just a really unique photo that I think fans will get a kick out of.
In Knoxville, there are a lot of sports bars that embrace the Vols. I mean, there's no shortage of places where you can watch a Tennessee football game on a fall Saturday or that have Tennessee memorabilia inside them. But, you know, I know you feel like this place feels different than what you might find elsewhere. I mean, I guess, why do you think this could become sort of a gathering spot for Tennessee fans, especially maybe on Vols game days?
Well, I think it's nostalgic, not just for 90s era Vols football, but also for people who grew up in the 90s. You're going to look on the walls and you're going to see, you know, the football players you admired. You're going to see Peyton with his roommates on campus when he was at Knoxville. You're going to see photos of him watching film in his dorm room. You're going to see photos of him and his now wife, Ashley, taking the Gatlinburg Skylift. All kinds of just photos that are going to give you a sense of what his life was like here in Knoxville beyond just what you read in the newspapers. And I was really surprised the amount of personal family photos that are hanging on the walls. You know, it's not just his football career, it's photos with his friends and his family. And there are hundreds of artifacts in this saloon. So, you know, as a Vols fan, you could go 5 or 6 times. And I think each time you would come away with a new memory or a new insight into Peyton Manning's college football career and his life here in Knoxville.
You know, one of the things is, as I looked through some of the photos of Saloon 16, that really stood out to me was a call log that Peyton told you he kept during his recruitment. Of course, it was no surprise when Peyton went on to become a star quarterback at Tennessee and in the NFL. This was a highly touted recruit that pretty much everybody wanted. And I think the call log really spoke to that. In looking at that call log, I thought it was interesting. He was very meticulous about recording every coach that called them, what time they called, what school they were with. And, you know, in this call log, you can see a particular Sunday in August, Peyton has written down 23 phone calls that he fielded from various college coaches on just that one particular Sunday in August. I mean, you see names on there like Mark Richt, who is an assistant coach at Florida State at the time, and Bobby Petrino, who is an assistant coach at Arizona State at the time, you know, guys that have gone on to become head coaches. And then, of course, you know, Philip Fulmer, Dave Cutcliffe was on there. And how many high school kids are that meticulous about their recruiting that keeping this call log? And it's so interesting just how the phone calls were almost back to back to back. I mean, there were times when there was like a 3-minute window between the phone calls. And I know, I mean, you asked Peyton about that call log, but then also Archie Manning was there when you interviewed Peyton and he talked about it as well, right?
Yeah, his insights were so interesting. I asked him, you know, if he had told Peyton to keep this log, and he told me it was the first he'd ever seen this log, that it wasn't something that Peyton had shared with him. That's just the way Peyton is. He's meticulous, he's organized, and that he really enjoyed the recruiting process, whereas maybe other players find it more tedious and just want to play football. He told me about those days. You know, Peyton would go to practice and he would come home from practice. He would do his homework. And then he was on the phone with coaches. And Archie said Peyton would come talk to him every night around 10:15 or so and tell Archie who he'd talked to that day, which coaches he had interacted with, and kind of what was on his mind. And so that was their time to talk about the recruiting process. And it was just something he took to naturally. And I think one of the coolest things about the call log is, you know, this isn't something that was typed out on Word and it had a fancy binding, or it's just an 18-year-old kid who's kept a call log on lined notebook paper. And I think one of the coolest details is he actually spells Philip Fulmer's name wrong on the call log, which, you know, you got to find that funny. And on the day you're referencing, there's one Sunday he lists all the phone calls. He was on the phone with Fulmer for about 10 minutes, he records. And so it's just one of those really neat details that you're not going to find anywhere else. And that, yeah, I think it was pretty cool of someone as famous as Peyton Manning to open up that way and share that with fans.
Another neat story, I think, that I know Peyton shared with you a little bit during your time was just about how sought after he was from general students during his career. They wanted autographs, especially, you know, as it came to Christmas time for, you know, family and friends. Maybe they could give an autographed something from Peyton Manning as a Christmas present. Well, Peyton, right, he was roommates with some folks who were not on the football team, just general students. They wanted to kind of get something for themselves out of this autograph parade, right?
Yes. So Peyton showed me what I think is probably my favorite part about Saloon 16, just because it's kind of an insight into the more normal part of his life, you know, having college roommates and drinking Bud Light. So his roommates created this sign written on the back of a Bud Light carton on the tan part, and they hung it on their door. And it basically had rules for the things that other students had to do for the roommates if they wanted an autograph from Peyton. So if you wanted to drop off one item to get autographed, you had to take out their trash. If you wanted to bring two items to get autographed, you had to bring baked goods to the roommates. Three items was a home-cooked meal, and four items was you clean the entire apartment. So they have this sign framed and right next to the piano in the saloon. It's so detailed, and you know, you could tell they just had fun with it. You know, we're sort of chiding him while at the same time, you know, trying to get something out of it. But it's really neat. And the fact that it's written on the back of a Bud Light cardboard box is just classic.
Your interview with Peyton was not, you know, it wasn't part of a group media session. This was an exclusive that Peyton offered to you and to the News Sentinel. And so you got to spend a lot of one-on-one time with him. And I know, you know, a lot of people that have read your coverage and know that you talk to him for your stories, one of their first questions is, what's Peyton like? And is he as funny as he seems on television? So those questions, what is Peyton like? And did you find him to be funny like he can be on television?
I think the thing I walked away with that most impacted me was he's extremely proud of this saloon. He thinks of it as a way to give back to Vols fans. I think he was a little bit nervous at the beginning to share and hang hundreds of photos of himself with other people and kind of wondered how that would be taken. But I think ultimately he used it as a way to thank the people who meant the most to him during his time in Knoxville. You're going to see homages to equipment managers, to, you know, donors of the program, coaches, friends, fellow players. There are several odes to Johnny Majors. And that was one moment where Peyton really showed some strong emotion. He had planned to show Johnny Majors the place where his name is inscribed on the bar on a sheriff's star. Johnny Majors is part of a large mural on the wall. And so he was very excited to share that with Majors. The saloon was meant to open in May, but the pandemic pushed everything back. And so Johnny Majors passed away and wasn't able to see it. And that was a disappointment to him. But really just, he was extremely proud of what they'd put together. And he said that, you know, playing in the NFL, you're always focused on the next season and prepping and playing games, and you're always thinking ahead and you don't really get time to reflect. And so this was an opportunity for him to look back on his Knoxville years and reflect. I found him to be polite, professional. And as we talked more and more, you could tell he would get excited to share another memory, and looking at one photo on the wall would spark a memory of another photo a couple rows down. And so another really neat thing I thought was Peyton's cigar from the 1995 Alabama game that he smoked after Tennessee won is hanging on the wall. And so they saved that cigar all those years. And so it's framed along with a photo of him smoking it. And he was just really excited to be showing off this project that had been so many years in the works. And I just really enjoyed meeting him. He was really easy to talk to. And, you know, when you're interviewing someone of that level of fame, you never really know what it's going to be like. But it was a great experience. And I think people are really going to feel that pride when they walk in the saloon.
You mentioned that cigar that is tradition for the winning side to smoke after the Alabama-Tennessee game. I mean, did he smoke that thing down to the nub? Did he have a good long smoke to enjoy that victory? Or did it look more like a couple puffs and he was done with it there?
I think it was a couple puff thing and then he set it aside. I don't think he's a big smoker. And so like some of the wrapping of the cigar has kind of come undone and you can see that in the frame. And yeah, I think Vols fans are going to get a kick out of that. And Peyton did mention that he hoped someday to be able to smoke a cigar again. And that was on his list of things to work on. So hopefully that will happen again soon.
You know, you're talking about just how much Peyton poured into this project. And that's interesting to me because it's not uncommon for high profile athletes to lend their name or throw some support or become partners in a project for a restaurant or a bar. But so many times they're really sort of in the back seat and they're not, I think, very hands-on in the involvement of the project. And they're really more just lending their name and image to the project. But, you know, it really sounds like this was, especially the Saloon 16 was really kind of Peyton's baby here, and he was in the driver's seat for this project.
Definitely. Ben Wetburn, the CEO of Graduate Hotels, told me in the design of the saloon and the hotel, Peyton's voice was kind of in the back of his head all the time. And the thing that Peyton pushed was, is this authentic? Does this give a sense of place, a sense of time? Does it give that authentic, nostalgic feel for Knoxville? And he really wanted it to be a representation of a Knoxville so that if a Vols alum walked in and hadn't been to Knoxville in years, they would have this sort of transformative moment where they're brought back in time. He picked the songs on the jukebox. There were certain songs that he cherished during those college years. There's tons of songs with the word Tennessee in it. Those were his favorite songs in college. Any song that had Tennessee in it, he would sing it over and over. And so he was deeply involved in the details. He helped pick the names on the menu items. His mother, at the end of his college career, had tons and tons of clippings and photos and memorabilia. She had packed up 5 trunks of artifacts and sent them to UT after Peyton finished school. And Peyton knew that those trunks were floating about somewhere on UT's campus. And he told the graduate team, you know, start there, look through these trunks, because there's things in there that have never been publicized, that have never been seen before. And they found the trunks in an equipment shed on the football complex. And so they had just been sitting there waiting to be opened, and obviously a lot of treasures they found. So he totally opened up things that he hadn't even looked at in decades for the graduate team to sift through. And so he was really open about the project once he was convinced that he should hang hundreds of photos of himself up on the walls.
Yeah, you mentioned the jukebox. I believe I read in your story that George Strait's Carrying Your Love With Me features prominently on that jukebox. And I think that was released around Peyton's senior year of college. So I'm sure that was a hit that he remembers from his college days. And as you said, everything's kind of taking you back to the time and the place when the Vols were a dominant football program. And Peyton, you know, was one of the best college players in the country there in the 90s. So it's open for business now, correct? The Graduate is open, and Saloon 16 is open for business as well, right?
Yep, they are open. The other thing I'll mention is Peyton, I didn't know a ton about Peyton before I started working on this story, but he has a huge affinity for music. So there's a piano, there's an extensive jukebox. I think there's a little stage, so they may have singers or maybe karaoke night. There are photos on the walls, if you're a fan of country music, of him on stage with Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley. He told a little story. He and Kenny Chesney tried recording a song once, and he didn't go into details, but said the song was not a success. But it was a memorable moment for him. So even if you're not a Vols fan, or you're a Vols fan and you want to take your partner who isn't, there's some celebrity touches in the Saloon as well.
Yeah, that song with Kenny Chesney is on YouTube. It's not great. But anyway, Peyton's Saloon 16 open in Knoxville as part of the Graduate Hotel that is opened as well. And thanks, Brenna, for joining us and sharing those insights that you gained from your chat with Peyton Manning.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to this edition of the Volunteer State.